Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf, mitzvah 320, as we continue with the mitzvahs related to Sukkos, the third of eight mitzvahs related to Sukkos, five mitzvahs left in Parshas Emor, as we continue. The past two mitzvahs that we discussed had to do with the Isser Malacha on the first day of Sukkos. We did the mitzvahs Aseh, learned out from the words Mikra Kodesh, the Los Aseh, learned out from Komalecha Zavod Losasu, and today we have the third mitzvah related to Sukkos, and that is the Karban Musaf. Karban Musaf of Sukkos, which is brought every single day of Sukkos. This is learned out from three words. The Torah tells us, Shivas Yamim, Takrivu Ishel Hashem. That's it. Bring a Karban Lashem. Takrivu Ishel Hashem. This is elaborated on more fully in Sefer Bamidbar in Parshas Pinchas, where we are told the details of each of the Karbanos Musaf. That's the main section. Here, the Torah feels the need to mention some of them, but the Torah tells us, Perachavtes, Uvachodesh Hashvi, in the seventh month, we are told about Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, and then we are told about Sukkos. V'chamisha asa yom lachodesh Hashvi, mikra chodesh yalachem, komalecha zavodo osasu, v'chagosem, chag lashem shivas yamim, then you bring Karbanos. Our Parsha only has three words, but there we go into the details. It's a set of Karbanos. There's not only one carbon that's brought for the Karban Musaf, it's a whole set. Parim b'nei bakar, shlosh asar, 13 cows, 2 rams, 1 keves, and 14 kvasim. 14 kvasim, 13 cows, and 2 rams. That is brought on the first day. And every day, Yom HaSheni, you bring 12 cows. And on the Yom HaShlishi, you bring 11 cows. Right? These are known as the Pari HaChag. We go down one each time, each day of Sukkos. But everything else stays the same. These are called the Pari HaChag, and this is the Karbanos Musaf of Sukkos. And this is today's mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lahakriv Karban B'chag HaSukkos, to bring a Karban on Sukkos, Shene'emar, Shivas Yamim Takrivu Yisheh, Vizeu Musaf HaChag. U'b'seder Pinchas Marech Bo Yoser, as we just explained and we just alluded to. U'mefarish B'musaf Shal Kol Yom V'Yom, Kama V'Hemos Hayim HaKrivin, Kol Kol Yom V'Yom, Mehen Chaluk Mechaveiro. Every one of them is different than their friend. This issue of having a separate carbon every day is important for Gemara in Maseches Arachin. The Gemara tells us in Arachin on Daf Yud, what are the rules and regulations and the ingredients that go into a chiyuv to say Hallel on a certain day? So the Gemara, Lomaskana, ends up saying there are a couple of ingredients. Number one, it has to be called a moed. Number two, it has to have an Isser Malacha. Number three, it has to have a separate carbon every day. This is the reason the Gemara says that one says Hallel, full Hallel, every day of Sukkos, but only what we call half Hallel on every day of Pesach, besides the first day. Because there is no separate Karban Musaf. On Sukkos, the cow goes down every day. 12, 11, 10, 9, 7, 6. It keeps going down. That's Mechayiv, a separate Hallel. Why? Because it probably reflects a new Kedushas Hayom every single day. While on Pesach, it's one big day. That's what the Gemara says. Maishna Chag, Maishna B'chag to Amrinan Kol Yoma, Maishna B'Pesach to Lo Amrinan Kol Yoma, says the Gemara in Arachin, Dav Yudam Abeis, De Chag Chalukin B'Karbon Oseyen. Rashi there. De Pari HaChag Mismatin V'Holchin. It goes down. That's today's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is that the Pari HaChag go down, and therefore, and the Pesach Ein Chalukin B'Karbon Oseyen, Pesach, the Karban Musaf is the same every single day. The laning is the same every single day. On Sukkos, we have separate lanings. And then the Gemara goes into what about Rosh Chodesh? What about Rosh Hashanah Kippur? What about Purim? The Chulu. But that's the Gemara in Arachin Adaf Yud, which maybe at this time we'll get back to later. But says the Gemara now, V'yamru Zachronim Levracha, She'bizchus mitzvah zu yisma'atu son ehem shel Yisrael. B'schus this mitzvah, the enemies of the Jews will lessen. The parim symbolized, if you add all up the parim, there are 70 parim, so all of them add up to the nations of the world. So symbolically, they are mismayit v'holech, Am Yisrael stay strong. Am Yisrael is not alluded to by the parim, and that is the message of Sukkos, which has a lot of symbolism to Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach. All the haftoris of Sukkos have to do with Gog u'Magog v'chulu. This Gemara, or this mitzvah of Pari HaChag, comes up elsewhere and is made famous in the Chanukah Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos, on the Chaf Aleph Mabez, where the Machlokis is quoted between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how we are supposed to light Chanukah candles. Are we supposed to go 1 to 8? Are we supposed to go 8 to 1? So, first version of the Machlokis is, well, do you count the days that are left, or do you count the days that have passed? That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Yomim HaNechnasim or Yomim HaYotzim. But the other svara for the shitas of whether you go up or down is Beis Hillel says you go up because Malim HaKodesh Vein Moridin. Beis Shammai says you go down because Parei HaChag. Just like the carbon musafs of Sukkot go down, so too, that's why we go down in Chanukah candles. Many a drush has been given. What is the connection between Parei HaChag and Sukkot? There are many parallels. There are 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. There are 8 days of Chanukah, Parei HaChag, and the Chanukah candles. Again, there's a lot. We've given drushes about it in the past. But just to keep in mind, those Parei HaChag, that's today's mitzvah. That is the current musaf of Sukkot. Continues the Chinuch, B'kfar Kasavti, B'karban Musaf, HaPesach, Shorash, Maspik, L'chol, Musafin. I've already explained the uniqueness of every Karban Musaf and what it's supposed to mean to us. We bring more Karbanos. We are influenced, Achrei Pulos, Ebshachas, Alavavos. Therefore, I'm not going to explain it again. It all has the same idea. The Menchas Chinuch here, though, notes an additional element of the Avoda of the Musaf and the Avoda of the Beit HaMikdash on Sukkot, which is not counted as a separate Mitzvah Aseh. And that is why he says, I need to speak about it here, and that is the Nisach HaMayim. We know that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, wine was poured on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Minchas and Nisachim. With every Ola, with every Shlomim, was brought Nisachim, and that includes wine, Nisach HaYayin. But for a week out of every year, also Nisach HaMayim. The sources for that discussed in the first daf and a half in Maseches Tainus. What exactly is the source? How do you know Nisach HaMayim? It is not explicit in the Torah. Maybe it's it says the word Hasech one extra time when it says Unisachecha, which means a double Nisachim. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Maybe it's learned out from the extra Mem Yun Mem V'Niskehem Unisachecha V'Chulu. So whatever the source is, it is assumed to be a mitzvah daraisa, part of the avoda of Sukkot to do the Nisach HaMayim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch describes in Oz Beis, B'chag HaSukkos Haya Own Mitzvah B'Beis HaMikdash U'Mekom Mokan L'Ktov Dini HaMitzvah, and he goes through the halachas. The Rambam quotes, he paskins halacha Moshe Misinai L'Nasech B'chag Kol Shivas Yamim Mayim Agabe Mizbeach, all 7 days. I think I once mentioned B'Shem Rav Gifter, or if it wasn't Rav Gifter, it was one of the other Bali Musar, why Dafka Mayim? What's the symbolism of Nisach HaMayim? Nisach HaYayin, that's something special. Wine is significant. Water? What are we pouring water for? So he gave the mashal that after someone lives through a natural disaster, let's see, you interview somebody who just lived through a hurricane, lived through a tornado, and they're interviewed. They say, okay, tell me what you feel. He says, I'm just happy to be alive. They lost everything. They lost their homes. They lost all their possessions. They're mistapik b'mua. They're happy to be alive. After we've been through the Yomim Noraim, after we've gone through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we come to Sukkot, we'll take water. We just had everything on the line, we were in very serious circumstances, we'll even be happy with water, to do the Avodah with water. It's one of the messages of the Nisach HaMayim. The Menachas Chinuch discusses two issues within Nisach HaMayim, and then we'll get to general Sukkot. And Dibra Maskel Benkach Uvenkach, he discusses what happens if the Kohen is in a rush. He wants to save some time on Sukkot, so you know what he does? He pours the water and the wine into one cup, and then he pours it down on the Mizbeach. Does that work? He doesn't want to do it. We know there were two different cups on the southwest corner. One was wider than the other one because water has a higher viscosity than wine. Water flows faster, and therefore the water cup had to be skinnier because halacha was they had to finish pouring the wine and the water at the same time. So that's why they made the wine hole larger. But what if the Kohen really wanted it? He was in a rush. He puts them all together. So says the Menachas Chinuch, I think that the wine, for sure, you're not yotze, because diluted wine is not wine. But if you have water with a little wine mixed in it, so what is it? So it's water with a little wine mixed in. So L'chari says maybe that would work. He says, Nira Li, Devadai Nisach HaYayin Lo Yotza Dahavi Dahayayin Havile Mazu B'Mayim. And therefore you're not Yotze. Ach Nisach HaMayim, skipping a few lines, Kivan Sheyesh Shlosha Lugin B'Mayim. There's three Lugin of water here. Av Shem Mazu G'Mayim Efshar D'Yotzi D'Nisach HaMayim. That's his suffix. That's his question. If the Kohen wanted to rush a little bit, put it all together. So is that still Yotze? That is number two. The last point to mention in Nisach HaMayim is what he brings up in Dibur Maskel V'Avoda. V'Avoda Zudu Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim is called an Avoda. He Avoda Tama. V'Zor Chayim Alem Misa B'Dei Shemayim. If V'Zor does Nisach HaMayim, he is Chayim Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And if somebody is menasech mayim bachutz, it's also called an avoda, and one is chayiv for an avoda being done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. There is, though, we had a Dapi Ian Shear about this a couple of years ago. There seems to be a stira in the Rambam between the Pirush Mishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. If you look at the Pirush Mishnayis in the end of Masechah Zvachim, where the Mishnah quotes a Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who holds, if you do Nisach Mayim Bachutz on Sukkot, you're Chayiv, because it's Avodas Chutz, the Rambam quotes, that's only according to the source at the beginning of Tainus that holds is learned out from a drasha. But if you hold that you learn out Nisach Mayim from a Halacha Moshe Misinai, you're not going to get Malkus. That's the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis at the end of Zvachim. You're not going to get Malkus if the source is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The problem is that the Rambam in Mishnah Torah holds it is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and yet says you get Malkus. The question is, in Maisa Karbanis, in Yutes Gimel, the Rambam says you get Malkus for being Menasech Mayim Bachutz. So, without answering the Stira, the new Frankel version of Rambam makes it a little better, but either way, the Lundis, as explained by Rav Chaim, is as follows. The Rav Chaim has a beautiful suggestion in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras, where he discusses, well, can a Halacha Moshe Misinai be Mechayiv you Malkus? We know generally for Malkus, you need a Mefurish Lav in the Torah. Hishomer pen alo lo. Nisach HaMayim is not Mefurish in the Torah. So, why would you be able to give Malkus for Halacha Moshe Misinai, if that is the source? And let's say that's the source, according to the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. Suggests Reb Chaim that there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. There's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMichadeshes, and Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. Sometimes Halacha Moshe B'Sinai comes up with a new din, a new Halacha. So that type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, for sure you're not going to get Malkus for. That's not Mefurish in the Torah anywhere. But once in a while, you also have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshes. It explains something that we knew earlier and gives it new meaning. We thought A, but now the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells us that no, understand it as B. For example, a czar. What's a czar? So we might have thought a czar just means a non-Kohen. But no, maybe not. Maybe a czar could include somebody who's Mechusar Begadim. Maybe a czar could include somebody who's Shasu Yayin. Somebody who's not appropriate, an RL. Right? All of these might be called a czar and might be Chayim Misam Neshamayim because the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai teaches me that there's a new definition. Expand your definition of czar. Again, we're not going to get to the details. One could feel free to look at that Daf Ian Shir we had relating to these two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But the lumdus being that in our Rambam, that's the question. What about Nisach HaMayim? When we have a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that teaches me that you have to pour water on Sukkot, is that being Mechadish to me? Oh, new thing! Pour water on the Mizbeach. Or, no, on Sukkot there's an expanded definition of what Avoda is. Nisach HaMayim is another type of Avoda, but it's expanding Avoda, not telling me something totally Mechudash. And then Memela, once it's an Avoda, so then one would be Chayiv if one does it Bachutz. Okay, that's a little bit related to Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Let's get back to Sukkot. As we know, the Karei Musaf is brought every day of Sukkot, including Chol HaMoed. So let's talk about Chol HaMoed a little bit, something that we haven't gotten to talk about over these past couple of weeks as we have been discussing the Yamin Tovim. Start off with the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, that's where any discussion of Chol HaMoed has to start. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar HaMuda Yomer, HaMachalel Es HaKadshim, VaHamivaze Es HaMoados, VaHamal BeBrechaveo Barabim, VaHamefer Briso Shel Avram Avinu. It's quite a group here. VaMagal Apanim BaTorah Shaloka Halacha, if I misinterpret Torah on purpose, Af Apish Yish Biado Torah Umaisim Tovim, Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. Whoa. No Olam Haba. If I misinterpret Torah on purpose, if I embarrass my friend in public, if I try to hide the fact that I have a bris milah, if I'm mechalel es hakodshim, what else is here? Mevaza es hamoados. What does that mean? What does bizui moados mean? Rashi says, Rabbeinu Yonah says, it can't mean regular yantif, because that's pashut. If you're mechalel Shabbos, you're mechalel yantif, that's pashut. Ah, you know what it means? Chalamoed. Chalamoed it means. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Samach Shnei Dvarim Elu. We put both of these together. Mechalas HaKadshim and Mevazas HaMoados. Mebnei Shenikru Kadshim. They're both called Kadshim. Karbanos and Moados. Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh Eilei HaMoadai. VaMechalas Shteyim Ein Lo Chelel Olam Haba. Mebnei Shechilel Kadshi Hashem. And then he adds, Beferish. Mepnei she'einu medaber b'yontif atzmo ki bazel lo hutzrach ledaber she'yontif k'shabesu ela b'chol shel moed medaber lo oseh bo meleches iser v'umevazeh chol moed v'yomer elu yamim ein lo p'dusha kol kach k'yamim harishonim ye'yoseh kol melacha v'to'eva oseh gambosh lo yevosh. Those are the strong words of Rabbeinu Yonah. So we have to take Chol HaMoed very seriously. And it has a bad rap. Chol HaMoed, we don't take as seriously as we should. There is an Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. There are heterim, but there is a real Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. There's a major machlokas we've shown him whether the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Drabanan. If one wants to look as a, for a summary through the sheet, this one can look in the Mefarshim, in the Nosei Kalim, in the beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Lamed. That's the first page in the final Chelek of the Mishnah Berurah. First page of Chelek Vav, the Bir Halacha quotes all the Rishonim. You got 10 Rishonim on this side, 10 Rishonim on that side. Is it Daraisa? Is it Durabanan? That is the Machlokas. Why would some Rishonim say the Issa Malacha is only Durabanan? Because after all, there are five Heterim, which we will mention in a minute. And those Heterim don't exist on regular Yatif. How could you have heterim for malacha? It must be that it's only us and Rabbanan and Heim Amru. They made up the Isser Malacha, and they could give these heterim. The other Rishonim, though, that say Daraiso, so what do they do? What do they do with the fact that there are heterim? So this is where the Gemara and Tosfos expands upon it in Chagiga, where the Gemara says, Masra HaKasov L'Chachamim. Once in a while, we have a principle that the Torah says, and the Rabbanan are given license to figure out what the Torah means. It's not a Dinder Rabbanan, but the Gemara, the Torah leaves it out so we can figure out exactly what the Torah means. Another example, the Ran says, in the beginning of the 8th parak in Yuma, I think we mentioned this when we spoke about Yom Kippur, the Ran says, the major machlokas we shown him, Achila and Shasiya are Asur Daraisa on Yom Kippur, obviously. Malacha is Asur Daraisa on Yom Kippur, both of those are Chiyuv Karis. What about the other Inuyim? What about wearing leather shoes on Yom Kippur? Is that Daraisa or is that Rabbanan? There's for sure no Karis. But is that Daraisa Durabanan? What about anointing myself? What about Tashmish Shamita? What about all of those? Is that Daraisa Durabanan? Machlokas Mishonim. So Shar Mishonim says Durabanan. How do you know it's Durabanan? Because there are heterim. A kala is allowed to wash yourself. A melech. So how can you say it's Daraisa? Says the Ran, it is Daraisa. All the Inuyim. Masra Akasa L'Chachamim. But the Rabbanan have the power to tell you it doesn't apply in this circumstance. Okay, the same principle applies for Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so this is, if you want to look for a summary of the Shitas, Tav Kuf Lamed, the first Bir Halacha. There are five Heterim, and we're just going to mention them, and feel free to go through all of Hilchas Chol HaMoed. There are Svarim written on this, and once we have to learn it in order to know all of the Halachas. Five Heterim. Number one, Dabar HaAved. If I'm going to lose a lot of money, what does a lot mean? Good question. But Dabar HaAved, in Lo Yasenu Ata. Number two, Tzorech HaMoed. Tzorech HaMoed. Number two. Three, I'm sorry. Bishvil Poosh Ein LaMayochel. There's a worker who has nothing to eat. He's allowed to work. He's not going to starve to death, but he basically has nothing to eat. Number four, Tzarchei Rabim. Right, if the air conditioning of the shul breaks on the first days of Yantif, you can get it fixed on Yantif. Number five, Maisa Hedyot. It's not professional work. It's dumb. It's Maisa Hedyot. So each one of these are explained in the following simanim of the Shulchan Aruch. But again, this is very, very lamaisa issues that are brought up in terms of anything, writing on Chol HaMoed, and going on trips on Chol HaMoed, and talking anything on Chol HaMoed has to be looked at through the prism of the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Besides these five general heterim, there are, as a beautiful presentation of this in Rabbi Neustadt's monthly halachic discussion on page 15, he notes, based on a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah, but he has all of the tshuvas put together, even though there are these five heterim, there are two actions which, though they seem to be tzarech hamoed, and therefore, what's the problem? It's one of the five heterim, yet there's a special Isser Drabanan on these two activities that Chazal wanted to make sure that I go into Yontif properly, so they asked her doing these activities on Chol HaMoed. Number one is haircuts and shaving, and number two is laundry. Those two, even though, what do you mean? If I shave beforehand, I want to shave for the last days. It doesn't matter, there's a separate Isser Drabanan by these two activities, also by laundry, to make sure that I go into Yontif everything cleaned and looking properly. What if somebody doesn't have enough clothes? So you have to try to make sure to have enough clothes. Or Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos as saying, it's better to buy a new shirt. than to wash your shirt and wear, because that's the Isser Derabbanan of Kvisa. They made this Gzeira Lo Plug. The only exception to the rule, somebody gets out of jail with 3 minutes before Yontif, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan. Okay, but I say all the postgame, what if somebody's in a situation where they were Onase until right before Yontif? You can't compare Onsen. The postgame are not ready to give Heterim in order to shave or get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Question is, what about Bizman Hazeh? Rav Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Simin Kuf Sama Gimel, Be'inyin Tisporis HaZokan, B'chol HaMoed Bizman Hazeh, B'medina Seinu. Rav Moshe wrote this in 1948. Somebody asked him, I shave every day. I want to shave a Chol HaMoed too. Says Rav Moshe, Me'ikar Adin, it should be mutter. Because that's just daily activities. That's not specifically what you do for Yontif. Daily activities. So Me'ikar Adin, he says, is mutter. Lachin bar lani is daiti dibizmanenu bimedinasenu shenogin elu argilim tisperes hazakan l'staper b'chol yom v'af im b'yom acher yom o achas l'shloshes yamim lekashim iser. And maybe even the earlier post would agree to today's mitzias. Aval key line mikom akom eini noy lahatir el lamishi yesh lo tzarek b'yoser o mitztar b'yoser. But I'll only give the heter for somebody who really needs it or is in a lot of pain and it itches him like crazy. But I'd rather not give the heter unless there is a tzarech gadol. Rav Moshe is in the more lenient camp. That is a tzarech. If there's no tzarech, then there's no reason that people should be shaving. Rav Nevenzal, in his Sefer on Chol HaMoed, here's a whole beautiful Sefer, Yerushalmi Moadim. Rav Nevenzal has a lot of Sfarim on the Moadim. Here's a whole volume on Chol HaMoed. Unbelievable. 100 pages of tshuvas about Chol HaMoed. So there he discusses, what about shaving on Chol HaMoed for somebody who shaves every day? What if you're going to look different at work and they're going to laugh at you? Says Rav Nevenzal, Asur, Afilu Kishemeniyas HaTeglachas Goremes Tsar, V'gam L'tzorach Shidduch Asur. And he says, and who would want a Shidduch anyway if they want you to shave on Chol HaMoed? Great line. Ukemochein, Ein Heter B'giluach Gam Kishadavar Nachutz L'tzorach Pekishas Avoda. Even if you think you want to shave because you have a meeting at work, tough, says Rav Nevenzal. In Kvar Oved, if you're already a worker in a job, and there's a chash amiti, that if you don't shave, you will get fired, tsarich iyun, im yesiva lahatir. Even there, he's not ready to be matir. He holds this is a real Isidrabanan. What, you're allowed to go to work to violate Isidra Drabanans? Can't go to work if you know you're violating Isidra Drabanans, and you have to give away, you know, have to give away a lot of money not to violate an Isidra Drabanan. This is a big discussion, and he obviously says in the footnotes, and obviously the only tzad l'heter would be is if it's stam, nothing to do with you, it just has to be that, you know, menias teglachas will go im hefsid. But if your boss is dafka doing it because he's annoyed that you have a holiday, and he wants to show that you're wrong, then for sure you're not allowed to shave. For sure, he says, "Ach imadrisha lazem mitzad hamavid ubelit tam umitoch esnabdos l'shmiras Torah mitzvus chas v'shalom v'adai she'in zeshay klal ben yudavar avid v'nechshav k'moshe kofer laver al das v'im lo yafse mamono v'adai mechuyev limsor kol mamono." Okay, this is just related to some of the general rules of Isur Malach and Chol HaMoed. There are a lot of details. Chol HaMoed has a lot of other issues. Maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days. What do you have to eat on Chol HaMoed? Do you have to have meat and wine on Chol HaMoed? Right, what types of malachas? Are you allowed to build, he has an article here, fascinating. Are you allowed to build a base of Mikdash on Chol HaMoed? Bidya base of Mikdash is not Tocha Shabbos or Yontif. What about Chol HaMoed? Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we mentioned before. These are all great issues. Chol HaMoed, I'll just mention one. Great. He was asked, we know that the Gemara says in Maseches Beitzah, in the beginning of the second parak, that any money that you spend on Shabbos and Yontif and maybe Rosh Chodesh, according to one Girsa, comes off the top on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem gives you money, but anything you spend on Rosh Hashanah and Yontif and Shabbos doesn't count. And maybe even tuition. Hotel's Banal Talmud Torah. Says, somebody asked Rav Nevenzal here in the Sefer, what about all the money that you spend on Tiulim on Chol HaMoed and toys that you buy for the kids? Is that included? When you give them Simchas Yontif, because you buy them Afikomen presents on Chol HaMoed, does that come off also for Rosh Hashanah? And he says, L'chor yes. L'chor is all included in Simchas Yontif. So everybody should take a deep breath and say, if you want to spend a little couple of extra dollars, you know, Shkolem, you can spend it because it's coming off the top anyway. Dvar Mamasambo is bringing base on him, B'chol Zeh, Gamim Einam Divrei Maichal. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk in the coming days about more in Yonim related to Chol HaMoed as we talk more about Sukkis, and that takes care actually of the three mitzvahs related to the day of Sukkis. Coming up next are the three mitzvahs related to Shmini Atzeres, and then we get back to Sukkis relating to Lulav and Sukkah as we're closing in on the last week, Be'ez Hashem, when we speak about Parshas Emor.